This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, once again, we have Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couples patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Dr. Martinez is also the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. In today's topic, we are focusing in on why collaborative divorce is a route worth considering. And Dr. Martinez, once again, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Always good to have you, Dr. Martinez. And once again, we thank you for your time. So to continue the theme, unfortunately, of divorce, and especially collaborative divorce, and to start things off and so listeners can understand, what is collaborative divorce?
Well, collaborative divorce is something that a lot of people don't know about, but it's definitely a route that I hope that people will learn more about. It is a way that couples work together with their attorneys, and the attorneys are specialized certified attorneys that actually come together and they work with the couple towards a resolution that's positive and results oriented, so that the individuals can agree on details and work together, and they never actually step inside a courtroom, which is obviously a really attractive outcome for the couple. And the couple work together with them so that they can agree and negotiate. And obviously, no one is going to get perfectly what everyone wants, but they actually get most of what they want, and it is much more softer, friendlier process in the works and on the way.
Certainly the way to go, and the courtroom never sounds like a good idea, so collaborative divorce is certainly your option. Now, how is it almost immediately apparent that a collaborative divorce lawyers are different or have a different agenda than what someone might think of in a traditional divorce scenario?
Well, in a traditional divorce scenario, I think we tend to think, and unfortunately often is thinking, it is adversarial in a traditional divorce scenario, where people can get overwhelmed by the anxiety and the bickering, and they get set up against each other, where they get put in a position where it becomes, what can they get? What it gets a drawn out process, where instead this becomes more of a process where it's mediation. How can we work together? We'll talk about it in just a little bit, but it becomes about there's a contract where it's agreed upon, where everyone from the very start agrees to a certain set of guidelines and principles where you're going to work together in this process and not stray from it within that context, versus people working again from that adversarial standpoint about who can get more. Becomes more equitable in the process and in the best interest of both, especially if there's children involved within this process. And so it becomes more even-handed instead of getting the upper hand in this context.
Yeah, thank you for your response and feedback on that. And also, are there limits to the settings and ways in which a collaborative lawyer can work?
Yes, a collaborative lawyer can only work within a collaborative divorce setting. They can't work within any other setting. And so, actually, if you go through the entire process of the collaborative divorce process and things, actually, they could go all the way through the end of the process and you could get right up to the very end and you could agree on 98% of things. And if the process actually goes all the way through the end of that and the negotiations and sort of the mediation of it falls apart at the very end of it, they actually have to step back and the couple has to start all over with new attorneys if that the collaborative process falls apart, and they would have to start from scratch. They cannot then represent each member of the couple in court. They actually have to find attorneys that would go to court with them and start all over again.
Thanks for the input and insight shared so far. Always appreciated. We're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is a lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Psychology and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, why is the contract the couple signs when they are entering in to a collaborative divorce process so important?
Well, a couple signs this contract at the start of the process. They're signing it by in promising to enter this process in good faith. They're promising that they are going to negotiate, that they are going to be clear and open, that they are going to provide documentation on their finances, any needed paperwork, that they're going to be open and honest, that they're going to be here in a neutral setting, not going to come with any other third parties besides the mediator and their collaborative attorney involved, and that they're going to go into this open-minded and put in a full faith, good effort. And that's really that they're going to put their children first if they're involved, that their needs are going to be met first in their futures, and that they're going to put full faith into the process and the negotiations from that standpoint, and that it's not going to be adversarial.
Finally, what do you think are the benefits of this process, and why is it a type of divorce process couples should consider?
It creates an environment where each person's able to express their needs, what they're wanting to get out of it, and each person can explain what they feel they need and why. And the collaborative attorneys are able to express and explain solutions to try to meet each person's needs in an equitable way. And why? And so each person is able to at least attempt to walk away with what they want and why. And as I touched on at the beginning, nothing is ever perfect in a divorce, but at least they are able to get more even-handed outcomes than extremely lopsided adversarial outcomes. And they are also able to, which is often really important, they often will also provide additional resources such as therapists, accountants, assessors to support the couple so that they can get towards those more equitable outcomes in these resources. And these are often really beneficial to the couple so that they have entire wraparound holistic services they need to get towards that end. And they can walk away with a lot less anger and feeling like the process was more fair and that there isn't all of this resentment. And then again, as we touched in the beginning, they can never step in a courtroom at the end of the process.
And that's where the rubber meets the road right there. Good stuff. Always great to have you. Enjoyed our series of interviews with you over the last few months. And Dr. Martinez, we certainly appreciate all you do in the space as well. If listeners wanted to tap into your resources and or to be in touch, where's the best place to do so?
They can reach me at my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. They can reach me on LinkedIn at nikki-martinez, martinez. And I would love if they would check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com, and they can put in a keyword search, Nikki Martinez.
And of course, as always, listeners, for your convenience, you can find all these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Martinez, all the best, and looking forward to having you back with us again in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And once again, for all the details and for contact, visit drnikkimartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.